Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
Today's devotion is entitled Splish Splash. It was written by Jill Pope and is being read by Susan Daves. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, we read, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." Often, this verse is used when things are challenging. It reminds us of God's will and our inability to know all. It reminds us that even the challenges of war, death, and illness are part of God's kingdom. I do think these kinds of sentiment bring comfort in challenging times, but today, let us focus on being a tiny part of God's creation. If we allow ourselves to contemplate that we are each a small creation inside of all of God's creation, then we begin to see a bigger picture. I am not an ocean, but one drop in the ocean. There have been innumerable seasons in the kingdom of God and innumerable purposes. I am one drop in that throughout time. Who am I to decide what happens to all the other drops in the waves I ride through life? If I am honest with myself, I do not control what happens to myself. I only exist in the context of all the other drops in an ocean. The scope of this is almost incomprehensible, so let us simplify it. If we look at a glass of water on the counter, and each molecule of water represents a person, then what happens if we pour the water out? In unison, the molecules pour out, bound to flow together. Do the drops of water fight with each other? Do some think to themselves, "If only I were ice, I could resist this dreadful pouring"? Do some pray to remain in the comfort of the glass, fearing the unknown of the journey ahead? Do some sit in the glass, contemplating all of the drops that have left them behind? As some of the drops evaporate, do others remain, becoming increasingly salty? Ecclesiastes is a book of wisdom written by King Solomon. It contemplates man's inability to comprehend the complexities of life and find meaning without an understanding of God. Perhaps if we view ourselves as one tiny drop of water in an ocean, instead of kicking and screaming about what we want, we should ride the waves and see where God takes us. Let us pray. Lord, may I follow the flow of your Spirit, bringing your living water to those who thirst. May you pour out your Spirit upon us, so that we can do your will in your creation. May we fulfill your purpose, even when it is too big for us to comprehend. Amen.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.